Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our expository study of the book of Joel. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com or mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin this expository study of the book of Joel. This is part one of two.
It'll be very difficult.
Our current events update. I'll discuss at the end of the current events update that this has got me in a lot of hot water. Communism wins.
Yay, communism.
For the moment, the presidency and both houses of the legislature belong to a particular party who espouses the same views as the communists. The only difference is they don't have the power yet to just lock you up. There's your new president.
That's good.
Love it.
Your new Chinese president, Beijing Biden.
At least he's going to be replaced by a younger person.
We were just discussing that. We'll get there when we have to.
Yeah.
So the inauguration of Beijing Biden was under martial law. I don't know how many of you saw that. If you saw any of it. It was the whole District of Columbia was in lockdown. They were blocking people from getting anywhere near the Capitol unless you had permission. It really looked like something out of the Soviet Union. It reminded me of the only thing they didn't have were, the tanks and the missiles going and goose-stepping marching soldiers. But it was very surreal to see it. And that's just a fact. Liberals are communists, whether they claim to be or not, is another story. I'm not asking where they claim to be. They are communists. If you want to see, the example is just with the whole Orwellian newspeak, hate crime, hate speech legislation that they're trying to push. The communists, Bezos, Zuckerberg, Pichai, and Dorsey, they're all liberals. And what do? When they have power? Censor everyone they don't like. So don't tell me they're not communists. I get this from people all the time. Liberals aren't really communists. I'm sorry. You are either naive or stupid if you say that. Because they are. Give them the power, they will put you in prison. The ultimate goal the next 4 years will be to silence you if you're not a liberal. They're already doing, they've bumped all kinds of people off social media. Now, I want to say this just to clarify. If someone violates my First Amendment rights, your First Amendment rights of speech, assembly, practice your religion, any of those, then they are an enemy. And the liberals, the Democrat Party, and the rhinos, like, you're going to find out a lot of these guys who went along with Trump for 4 years because they had to. They're going to come back out of the closet and you're going to see what they are. And they want to end your freedoms. That is because in their heart, at the core of who they are communists. And the fact that you have a handful of billionaires who are going around the Constitution and do an end run around and violating your First Amendment rights, not by congressional legislation, but directly, but indirectly. Section 230 has enabled them to do what they're doing. And Section 230 could have been revised, but when Paul Ryan from Wisconsin should never be elected as a Republican to anything ever again. He and all these rhinos totally missed their chance to reform, basically. To reform Section 230. It shouldn't be thrown out. There are, platforms. that should be protected because they're free speech platforms. Like Gab, Parler, MeWe. You know, there are some out there. But Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, any of these who are acting as editors and not just taking illegal speech off like threats and that kind of thing, but editorially choosing what they allow on their platforms, they're no longer platforms. They're publishers. Section 230 should not apply to them. But, like I said, when they had their chance, they blew it. Here are the executive orders, Joe Biden. I'm not going to list the exact executive orders. I'm going to give you a summary.
Well,
he's only there's about 17 total, I think. Executive orders and other executive actions altogether. He, just to clarify, he's going to make a mask mandate, but it is not for everybody in the country. That's what some even conservatives are reporting, and it's not true. The mask mandate will be for federal property. Of course, if you're in the communist states of New York, California, Illinois, and even if our governor had his way here in Ohio, it would include state property as well. But the mask mandate is going to only affect the federal government as far as Biden's executive orders. He is going to re-enter the Chinese-owned and run World Health Organization. Trump was pulling us out. It's totally owned and run by the Chinese. That's how they got by with the whole coronavirus thing. He's going to rejoin the communist, or just for short, our term of endearment, commie Paris Climate Accord, which is going to affect us in a big way. The combination of this and several other that I'm going to point out to you mean that the days of $4 a gallon gas are here again. It's coming. We've gone up from $1.99 before the election to $2.45 today. And it's just going to, and the reason that happens is because they know what's coming. So already the Arabs are jacking up the price of oil by barrel, and all these other things are starting to happen. Number four, he's canceling the Keystone Pipeline. And that, again, will force us back to the good old days, I'm being sarcastic, when we are at the mercy of the Arabs, OPEC.
That'll get us in a war.
And that's what always causes the wars. So you can count on a war. And I'm not kidding. I'm telling everybody under the age of 30, you need to develop your reasoning and your claims for being a conscientious objector. Now, if you want to go fight in one of those wars, any of these kids, you know, our boys are both 30 and over. So it'd have to be a massive war probably before they get drafted in or anything. But anyone you know under the age of 30, you need to get dot your I's and cross your T's as a conscientious objector. And I want to tell you, it is my conscience that I can only fight in a self-defense war. I cannot fight in an aggressive war. And so if we have not been attacked, or if we're attacked and went by Afghanistan and the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, and then we go to Iraq, I'm not fighting. And so that's what's coming. Yeah, Johnny, we're going to hold them to the end. What's that?
What was it?
Conscientious objector means that your conscience keeps you from being able to put on the uniform, grab a gun, and start shooting at people. And historically, Seventh-day Adventists, Quakers, Jehovah's Witnesses, and groups like that, Amish, they Mennonites, they don't take part in wars. They're conscientious objectors. Well, there have been some bad theology and bad counsel given to young men to go fight in wars that they have no business fighting in. As a Christian, we can defend our country. But I'll tell you, I would not have fought in Vietnam. And I've told, there's few people I know who found their way out of Vietnam. And I told them, I said, I'd have no disrespect for you, and I would have done the exact same thing. But anyway, Jack.
It won't keep you out of your uniform.
No.
Out of
Yeah, you'll still have to be medic or other things. And Hacksaw Ridge is a very well-known movie where Seventh-day Adventist conscientious objector saved many lives, and they made a movie out of it. As he was a medic. So, number five, he is going to reenact the communist environmental agenda. Trump had rescinded a lot of this agenda that was not only causing us to not be able to do things like put up a Keystone pipeline, but also, somebody finds a bug on your 1,000 acres out west and they declare it an environmental protection, environmentally protected or whatever, and you can't do anything with it. And it's breaking people's backs. And what they do, I believe, is they're causing people then to turn around and sell it. Guess who's buying it?
Government, so they can get the
Bill
uranium.
Gates. Bill Gates is buying it.
Yes.
Jeff Bezos is buying it. The same billionaires who are taking away your freedom of speech, they're also buying up the land in this country. And they're finding reasons and ways to keep you from being able to do anything with your land, therefore you sell it cheap. To who? This is corporate fascism is the term. Well, actually, it's corporate communism. It's similar to what was in Italy under Mussolini. But it is corporate communism. And that's a term that I'm going to use because I don't think there's a better term to describe what we're seeing. This is the end of America. This is the end of our republic. That's it. There is a slight possibility things could change for some reason. But the road we are on right now, we are under a corporate communist regime, not an administration. And we are under corporate communist acts by the government and by the corporation leaders, owners, like Bezos or whatever his name is, all the rest of them. He is going to repeal the 1776 Commission, which was an answer to the communist 1619 Project. The New York Times was, I think, one of the big instigators of it. It's to rewrite your history so that you think that the founding fathers were a bunch of wicked reprobates who owned slaves and we shouldn't have. Those are the people tearing down the statues. It's all hand in hand with Black Lives Matter and the whole leftist thing.
It's about indoctrination in the schools that is included in that.
They're rewriting all the history books that Howard Zinn is their god, small g, and they quote him, and a lot of times they don't even quote him, give him credit, but his terrible books, and I didn't do that right, but anyway, number seven is he's going to reissue the open borders immigration policies. He's going to add illegals to the census, thus increasing Democrat representation in Congress and other things that help the left. And he's going to open travel from Islamic terrorist nations. I didn't mean to put on here, but eventually, at some point very soon, he's going to make citizens out of 12 million or more illegal immigrants because he knows they'll vote Democrat. So you not only do they cheat, and the mail-in voting is enough for them to win this last election, even without the Dominion thing, even without the other cheating, just the mail-in voting. They mailed out hundreds of thousands of ballots. They went to people who were incarcerated, incapacitated, etc. And then their family members filled them out. They had no signature verification, no chain of custody of those ballots. And then they shredded them so they can't investigate it. That explains right there how a guy who couldn't get 100 people at his rallies somehow got 80 million votes. Then you got the other possible. Then you add to that 12 million illegals coming in. That's why I say we are under communist siege in America. And it is a corporate communism. It's not the Stalinist model. It's the Chinese model. And it's not the Maoist model. It's the modern Chinese communist model. And that's why they're getting by with it. We just don't have time to review all of Biden's evil acts on day one. That's just an introduction. Be sure to thank all of the all-or-nothing imbeciles. They call themselves never-Trumpers. At least enough of our Christian/conservative friends, relatives, neighbors had this all or nothing attitude, and because they found, and really they're bootlickers, to put it very nicely. They wanted their liberal friends to think they're cool. I saw it in action. I saw it in front of my own eyes. And so they're too cool to vote for Trump because he had a bad mouth. He said mean things or whatever. They couldn't support Trump because he hurt their feelings and said mean things. What a shallow, shallow, pathetic excuse for a Christian. Russell Moore heads up the Ethics Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. He's an idiot. He spent 4 years trying to convince people not to support Donald Trump. Southern Baptist. He's just one of many. And so we are faced with Laodicean censorship in addition to the communists like Bezos, Dorsey, Zuckerberg, and Pichai. The actually Christian churches are jumping on board with this censorship. And this same crowd is joining these communists to silence us.
Yep.
We will no longer be on 91.5 WHKC FM. We were given an ultimatum to stop our biblical duty and to stop speaking out on Antichrist political actions or be removed from 91.5.
Wow. Where was that?
Excuse me?
When did that happen?
Today.
Just today?
Yesterday and today. Well, it was just all pretty much today.
What? 91.5.
It's a radio station. How long have you been coming here?
Christian.
You have got to pay attention.
So-called Christian.
It's our radio station, and we've been on there for years. And they have said that we are being kicked off because we won't stop with the current events updates. And they basically said if you stop doing that, it would be okay. I'm not going to stop doing that.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with Christianity in America right now. They're no longer doing what they ought to be doing because they're too busy bootlicking everybody. Well, bye. And we spend money to be on that radio program. Some of it came from listeners. And we will take the money and we will find another way to get the message out in another venue. The good news is, we are in negotiations to move our Saturday program to a different, more powerful AM/FM local radio station. I am not at liberty to say who, so don't ask. But it will be a little more expensive, but we'll also reach a lot more people. And we've been bringing in enough money from the outside listeners to pay for this. For years now, for probably all but the first 2 years, the radio and internet ministries have been paid for by the people listening.
Yeah.
And that's what our goal is always to be, that the listeners, we may, like we at first, we put out money from the local church in order to get it started, and slowly, after a couple of years, enough was coming in, it paid for it. Well, in this case, we already have enough coming in, and if we sign on a contract, it'll be one that gives us a 30-day out. So if we find ourselves really starting to lose money and going into the red, we'd have to say, okay, that must be not in God's plan. And then we would give them 30-day notice and go somewhere else. Pray about this. That's just something to pray for. Yeah, Johnny?
Isn't it interesting that I'm sure you're correct that there's probably a ton of people who won't stand for the truth because they're trying to please their liberal friends.
Yes.
And I think even Rush Limbaugh figured that out, that these are the kind of people that will never be satisfied.
Right.
And they'll just. So, you're constantly giving up stuff to please them, but they'll never be pleased.
Yes. You think you're ever going to, by compromise, please and satisfy these people? No. They'll be glad you did, and then they ask for more. It's always going to, and yeah, it's like if someone's blackmailing you, you know, you pay them this time, they'll be back when they run out of money. They want more. Ephesians 6:13 says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." The important thing isn't numbers and how big our outreach is. The important is that we're faithful, that we stand. If it turns out the way it looks like it might, this actually will be a situation just like with Joseph. You meant it for evil, God will mean it for good. But even if that doesn't turn out, we just have to be patient. God will make things happen. And some of the amillennial and postmillennial types will try to say this is referring to whenever the Cyrus was used of God to bring the children of Israel back into the land before Jesus came. And then they have to turn verse 2 into an utter joke in order to make it somehow have already been fulfilled. And it's never happened. Verse 2 has never happened. It's future. Verse 1 says, "For behold, in those days and in that time." So he's very clear that we have to be careful where we put this. "When I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem." If you understand, this is not referring to something that happened in the past. It's really laughable, these guys who teach that nonsense. They have really no explanation of why it's happening right now. It's happening right now. You can turn on the news and you can see it. Israel is back in the land. Just as Hosea told us, they're without a king, without a temple, without a sacrifice. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It's exactly how they are today. That wasn't true the first time Jesus came.
Right.
They were without a king in the sense of the line of David, but they had a temple and a sacrifice. So it couldn't be that time that Hosea was talking about. He's talking about since 70 AD. And he's talking about now they're back in the land, and yet in the land they don't have a king. Netanyahu isn't their king. And they don't have a temple. The temple mount is flat, like the earth. Amen? All right. I got to say it. The hippo yawn, and you're killing me up here. Two or three of you at one time. It's like I'm fighting it. I'm like, we're going. So, if you go to the Temple Mount today, you'll see a little dome of the rock. Looks like a pimple. And then you'll see another little thing up there. And it's not the temple. It's a pimple, but not a temple. Amen?
Amen.
"I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem." And that started, really it started in about 1881. But they became a nation again in 1948. On our calendar, May 14, 1948. We had a president named Harry S. Truman. Harry S. Truman was a whole lot like Donald Trump. And he's celebrated by some of the same hypocrites who will tell you they hate Donald Trump. And Harry S. Truman, they'll tell you he's a hero. It's very similar. Harry S. Truman had a foul mouth. He hardly ever went to church. He was a nominal Baptist, just like Trump's a nominal Presbyterian. He'd, you know, refer to the Bible and things once in a while, like Trump does, but no evidence of any real conviction of Christianity. But what did Harry S. Truman do when the Jews were facing attack from all sides? Harry S. Truman recognizes them as a nation. Best friend to Israel. What happened under Donald Trump after all the liars in chief before him who said they were going to move the embassy to Jerusalem? Who did it?
Trump.
Yeah. You're going to find that the best friends of Israel, liberals hate them. A lot of the Democrats, when you talk about Harry S. Truman, they don't like Harry S. Truman. It's a lot of the never Trumper types who actually like Harry S. Truman and hate Donald Trump. Yeah, hypocrites. So Israel is back in their land, just like God said. Next up is the rapture. That's next. There's nothing else. Now, there's other things that can happen that kind of set the stage, but as far as any major prophecy, that's the next big one on the calendar. So, back to verse 2, it begins by saying, after... Now, this is about Israel and the Jews. So it doesn't mention the rapture. It doesn't mention a lot of things that are in other passages. Joel is dealing specifically with the nations, and they're dealing with Israel. So after having said that in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, it says, I will also gather all nations. That includes your nation. And I can say that, and that answers everybody who listens to me.